Good morning, Mayor Warren. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I am doing well. On my way to drop the kids off at day camp. And I heard you talking about Karen and Sharon Daycare Center earlier today. That's where my daughter went. So, you know, big ups to Miss Kim. Definitely a great program, and she does a great job with the kids. I can attest to that. But today, I want to talk about Hopper. If you've seen them out there, the scooter program and also the bike share program, I've seen a lot of young people and even older people out there riding the scooters. But that's a great program that we were able to bring to the city of Rochester with RTS's help. And, you know, we're hopeful that it will be expanded outside of the, you know, the city's borders. We have sponsorship by ESL, and hopefully other businesses and other folks will get on board and really expand that out into the suburbs so people can utilize that program to get to work. It's a different mobility program. As you all see, we're doing a lot with bike lanes and bringing more bike lanes and bike programs to the community. But we want to make sure that it's accessible and it's a way for people to get from point A to point B. So take advantage of that. Liberty Pole is the best site, the site that's used the most, where these vehicles and mobility, the bike share and the scooters are being used the most. So we're excited about it. It's different than the last program. It's easier to use. And I went out for a ride yesterday. I tried to get Commissioner Jones on. He said, absolutely not. No. So we'll see next time.
You look like you were having fun. Like I saw like one of the videos of you riding on one of the hoppers. And I'm like, I think this might be Mayor Warren's new mode of transportation. Because you look like you had a lot of fun riding that.
Absolutely. It is a lot of fun. It goes up to 15 miles an hour. But we want people to be safe. If you don't feel comfortable getting on one, they do also have some that have helmets to go with it. So, you know, just be safe while riding. And of course, if you want to do the bike program, you know, definitely do that one. But the scooters are really, really fun.
Let's get down to the money. For a lot of people, child tax credit is starting to be released. A lot of people do have questions. You've had to, I think, file your taxes 2019, 2020. So what can the city offer when it comes to this cash program to help people with the child tax credit?
So last week we talked about this. People started to get checks, but there's still about 4,000 people in our community that did not file their taxes last year that are entitled to the child tax credit. So don't think because you didn't file your taxes or you didn't make enough income to have to file taxes that you are not able to actually get into this program. You are still entitled to do that. So please reach out to the CASH program. It is a partnership with the Empire Justice Center, the City of Rochester, and they're located on the fourth floor of the public library downtown. So if you did not file your taxes last year or you did not make enough income to file your taxes and you still may be entitled to the child tax credit program, this is where you get a monthly stipend. You get your tax credit early. You'll receive it monthly in, direct deposit it into your account. Please reach out to CASH. Take advantage of the program because we know there's about 4,000 people or families in our community that are entitled to this that are still not in the system, and we want them to have the ability to get access to this program.
Money is definitely needed as we get ready to not only wrap up summer. There's a number of different camps going on. I know you're driving around at one right now, but there's also back to school next month too. So that
absolutely
that child tax credit could really help some people out.
Absolutely. So to buy clothes for schools, to buy supplies, some people are behind in rent. We still have rental assistance that's out there. So please, if you need those programs, feel free to call 211. We still have our Office of Community Wealth Building that's helping with Financial Empowerment Center. So there's a lot out here for people to take advantage of. Don't let these opportunities pass you by.
All right. Listen, it's funny you bring that up. Next week, we have a major announcement. Don't let the opportunity to play spades pass you by. A date has been set. Tune in next Friday to find out when it will take place. But it is spades.
It's going down.
It is the mayor. It is rain. And we will announce two other names within the coming weeks. I don't want to give out too much information. I don't want to give out too much, but the date is set.
I'm still trying to get the mayor to play Uno because I'm not a spades player. Shut me down quick.
We're not doing Uno.
We don't have much time left.
See, the mayor finally
graduated from Uno.
Details.
We're gonna have to upgrade you. Have a good weekend.
You take it easy. We will update you next week on this big space tournament. We are 103.9 WDKX.